Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Zelda Working Title Podcast. This is episode number 33. So, by now, you guys have probably listened to the two E3 episodes, and I apologize for not posting... like, any of those, because our hotel did not have internet for whatever reason. It broke, and they didn't fix it for the entire week, so... Sorry... So here with us today we've got Alex and Matt. What's up, guys?
Hey.
Those episodes are some of my favorite episodes of the podcast. Hey guys, I'm gonna be delivering you some really great podcast episodes. Can't wait, it's gonna be a great
week. Hey listeners, I'm in my hotel room.
Yeah, I know. We're so excited to hear about Adam's hotel exploits.
You know, I listened to like episode 2 and I'm like, I'm shutting this off because I don't care about his hotel room. So
well,
what I actually took my hard drive out of my computer, found the sector that file was stored on, and I cut it out, and I burned it.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's kind of violent.
Well, I didn't know that was possible.
I'm sorry you guys liked it so much that you had to go and do something so crazy like that.
I cut myself while listening to it.
All right, well, that's not my problem, so.
I cut other people because I listened to it.
Well, that's definitely not my problem. Okay, so anyways, it is Friday, the Friday after E3, and as probably all of you know, I went to it. So for this episode, I want Matt and Alex to just kind of ask me questions so I can, you know, talk about what
first,
I saw.
First, can we... I mean, real fast before that, I know we'll probably next week's episode, we'll do a whole in-depth on everything at E3.
Actually, next week, or at least relatively soon, I want to talk about 3D and, you know, what you guys think about it, but...
Okay, but can we each name our favorite thing from E3?
Yeah, go for it. Matt, why don't you go first?
Well, I really want to hear from Alex, so...
Alex,
my favorite.
I'm interested in his opinion.
You go first, then.
My favorite thing at E3, or
yeah,
I really wish I had my hands on a 3DS just to see what it is. I really liked Zelda. I mean, as corny as that sounds, like I was really excited when I saw the trailer.
Can you explain why?
You know, there's a point. So
like,
when you first watched the video, it didn't seem as exciting. You know, it seemed like, okay, it seems bare bones. But then when you notice, like, little things, like, when you're fighting, the guy's actually blocking how you're hitting. That was like, oh my god, that's actually really cool. It's actually going to be a pain in the ass to fight these guys now.
You've played Wii Sports Resort, haven't you? Or did you
no.
not? Oh, okay. Because they do that in the sword fighting and that.
But the thing is, you're going to have an entire game based on that.
Uh-huh.
And... the idea of that is just like, well, that's going to be actually something pretty new, and I don't imagine that they're going to make it a terrible affair. But I'm just thinking like, oh, this is really cool that they're rolling this off.
Okay.
And just I really like the artistic direction and so much. Yeah, I love the impressionist look.
Okay.
The fluidity is just amazing.
Holy crap.
I think that's what, like, if you just look at still pictures, it really doesn't do it justice until you're looking at Link moving. And that's what I thought was, that really caught my eye.
So did you think the animations looked different than Twilight Princess?
Yeah, I thought it looked a lot more fluid than Twilight Princess. It looked more akin to Wind Waker, but it looked even more fluid than Wind Waker. It looked more natural than Wind Waker.
What animations are you talking about? Like, can you give me a few examples?
Just in terms of his movements.
Movements
in generals.
And also, I think that's that scorpion boss,
giant
too,
enemy
really
scorpion
cool.
boss, yeah.
Then you have to hit... Oh, unfortunately, you don't hit it in the... Was it in the weak point or whatever the fucking
is? In the weak spot.
In the weak spot. But, I mean, there's so much... there's so much to like about... I don't know. I mean, because, you know, I was at work while... You obviously had your hands on all these things, but I mean, even like the new Kirby game looked awesome. You know, it looks like it's going to be really easy, but it's such a cool concept. And you know, the 3DS like really shocked me. The fact that they announced a game like Street Fighter 4 to come out for the 3DS, that was like, holy shit! They really, you know, they actually got some support for this thing right off the bat. So
yeah,
no, I mean, that was, there's so many things. Mainly it was Zelda. I didn't watch the conference, so I don't know what the big deal about Miyamoto's controller problems were.
Oh, okay.
But I wasn't so concerned about it, mostly because Nintendo normally doesn't make a game with a gameplay. That's never the issue. A bad idea, like Wii Music, like as people have complained, perhaps, but even if it's a bad idea, they tend to make it work really well. And it from what it sounded just like it was. There's a lot of glitchiness. It wasn't a problem with the game itself, just a problem with the recognition. On stage, yeah.
Oh, man, I felt so bad for Miyamoto. So, okay, well, before I get into that, Matt, what was your favorite thing?
Ubisoft, you got Battle Tag. Did you get a chance to did you get a chance to try out Battle Tag, Adam?
I don't think it was on the show floor anywhere.
Were you in the audience for that?
I was at the conference.
Did you almost...
It was pretty awesome.
How I can't imagine you sitting there waiting for video games to be shown, and people come running out from behind stage playing laser tag in front of you.
Not only behind stage, but behind the audience.
Yeah.
I mean, they came running through the aisles.
And the fact that... Were you just like... Were you laughing?
Yeah, pretty much.
I can't, like... It was hard to get a gauge on the audience. I mean, where everyone just, like, dumbfounded. Like, why are they doing this?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean... You know, it's laser tag. I mean, it seemed like
the
only video game aspect of it was the Game Master, which basically looked just like, you know, stats on screen and a voice talking about the stats.
And that doesn't add to anything.
No.
And the way he's like, you can make these objectives.
Yeah.
And then he did the weirdest thing that didn't make any sense.
But Joel McHale was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, Joel McHale was great, and it was great how he's making fun of all their stupid ideas.
He was. He really was. It was funny because, I mean, he's there talking about how much he loves video games, yet at every single, like, demo, he would say something, you know, negative, even jokingly negative, but negative nonetheless about whatever was being shown.
It's funny that they let him get away with it.
Yeah.
They sort of have to, right? That's what they hired him for.
Yeah, I mean, they're paying him, right, exactly.
It was really bad, Ubisoft's whole conference.
No, Ubisoft's conference was pretty good.
Well,
they didn't show anything.
Assassin's Creed was good.
Conference was actually good, then most of the conference probably actually sucked in general.
No, yeah. Well, Assassin's Creed was not surprising at all. We already know what that was going to be.
What was it? Was it it wasn't Need for Speed. It was something else with, like, they showed the demo of the police car chasing the other car.
Oh, Driver?
Was it Driver?
Driver Sam.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That looked really good.
It looked like
Burnout, because I mean, I think it's made by Criterion, right?
No, it's made by Reflections.
Is it?
Same people who made the first four Driver games.
Okay, I thought it was made by the same team who did Burnout.
No.
Okay.
I mean, it's back to Driver's roots. It's all driving.
Mm-hmm.
That looks pretty cool. But, I mean, things like the breathing game, Battle Tag, and you got, that whole Rayman demo.
Oh, my God. Was it Ubisoft that has Children of Eden? I can't remember if that was Ubisoft or if that was Microsoft.
I don't remember.
So, Children of Eden was the game that uses the Kinect, and it's...
Oh, yeah, that was Microsoft.
It was what?
That was Microsoft, then.
No, I don't think it
was. Nobody else showed off anything Kinect.
No, they did. I mean, that's what the breathing game... No, that's... The breathing game was the finger thing, but I think... Here, let me look it up. I'm pretty sure Children of Eden was Ubisoft.
I don't know. Anyway, I just want to say more. Anyway, they showed, like, this thing where they said it was about making your own platforming games, but then they just turned it into a trailer for a Rayman game.
Yeah.
And then the CEO of Ubisoft said it was made by five people, as if that was impressive.
That is impressive.
Like, it It looks like it was made by five people, though. It's a platforming game that's 2D that kind of looks like a Flash game.
It looks good.
It looks cool. Like, there's a lot of art assets, but the fact that it's made by five people isn't impressive to me at all. Like, it doesn't look like... It's not like World of Warcraft or something where it's a huge, massive game. It's a 2D
side-scroller. What do you mean it's made by five people?
Exactly what he said.
It's a team of five people who made it.
Five people made the game.
And it's a 2D side-scroller?
Yes, it's a Rayman game.
You know, there's a guy that made, what was that game? Super Mario Crossover. I think that was one guy.
Yeah.
And that's a 2D side-scroller also.
Sure, but I mean, he's using a game that already exists.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's plenty of 2D side-scrollers that, like, one or two people have made.
So are you trying to, like, discredit the five people, or what?
I don't see what the big deal is.
No, I thought... Yeah, the fact that he came out and, like, instead of going, oh, that game looks really cool, or saying more information about it, he just goes, that game was made by five people.
Well, it's impressive to see any kind of game made by such a few amount of people.
Why do we care?
Alien Hominid was made by a few people
also.
Like,
half a person.
Right, and that's impressive.
I know.
Okay.
But that's not a selling point.
It's not a selling point, no. That's talking to, like, the industry, saying, you know, you can do this stuff with such few people.
Well, I mean, everybody, and people have done this for a long time with very few people.
And it's, and it's impressive when that happens.
Not really.
Yeah, really.
I didn't know.
All right, whatever. You guys are just dumb.
Anyway, they had a whole game creation thing that they tried to explain, but explained so terribly it almost seemed like it wasn't, like you forgot about it immediately. Like, that whole Rayman demo originally started out as a video for a game creation platform. And they talked about how anybody would be able to make games for it. Then they didn't talk about it at all.
Yeah.
They'd never expanded on it. It was stupid. Their conference was filled with ideas like that. Like, just things where they'd kind of explain it. And then they, of course, ended the conference with a Michael Jackson dancing crew, dancing to Michael Jackson songs without actually showing the game. They just had people dance
Indeed
to a Michael Jackson song.
Did you go to Activision's show, too?
Oh, my God.
What was it? Because I read
Kotaku's description of the one thing... The one thing I learned from that is that Activision makes the best games, and the reason I learned that is because every single person on stage said that.
And they didn't unveil any new games, right?
I don't know if they were new or not, but they did show, like, a lot of footage from a select few games.
I got the impression from descriptions online, Kotaku and other places. It was basically a concert followed by showing visuals.
Yeah. But it was awesome. Like, we were hearing beforehand that they spent $7 million on it, and we were a little skeptical, but no, I have no doubt in my mind that it cost that much. They had so many people there, like, good musical artists. I can't even remember all of them. They had, so they started out with Lady Gaga and ended with Eminem.
Oh my god, those are terrible artists.
They had NERD, they had a bunch of really good DJs.
Yeah, these are all terrible artists.
I don't understand,
artists.
So...
Well, you just have terrible taste in music.
Adam, so...
That's not true.
Given that, and you were saying this is a show for the industry, what the fuck does Lady Gaga have anything to do with the fucking gaming industry?
Because she's in DJ Hero. And they were pushing that
that's the thing,
really hard.
No,
that's
it's
the not
thing
like she actually made the
E3
game, right?
Is that
she appears a little bit in the game. That's about it.
No, her songs are in the game. I mean, why doesn't that make sense to you?
It doesn't seem like it goes to the core of what the game's about. They dropped a lot
of
money
not.
So to impress people.
That's what E3 is for.
No, impress them in terms of, like, the superficial aspects of it.
Yeah.
If you're, spending $7 million to impress people by having star power,
yeah,
that seems like an awful lot of waste. Like,
well,
I mean, E3 just can't. It can't.
Well,
nobody
not
can decide
Vegas
what
show,
E3
right?
is for.
I don't think of it as going to a Las Vegas show and seeing Celine Dion. And it sort of turned.
Okay, if you guys had been there, I think you would have thoroughly enjoyed it.
I'm not saying I wouldn't have enjoyed it, but.
No, but
the
no, I agree
is,
with
the
you.
The point
you
is, I
want to
know about the
does...
goddamn games, and the only thing that they show is Lady Gaga, and they show FMVs on the screen. What the hell does that tell you about the games?
Yeah. Nothing.
So then what the hell is the point?
Then
that's
why?
I'm saying I agree with you that it's very superficial, and I actually said that, you know. They're spending $7 million to convince people to buy their games, even though they're not showing anything.
But I don't even understand how that would convince you to buy their games. You would go, oh, Activision puts on a really good concert.
I don't know, but it was a really good concert nonetheless.
So are you going to go buy more Activision games now?
No.
Being serious.
No.
Do you think it convinced you to... No. No, because you don't care. Because anybody who plays video games doesn't care. That would be like... I mean, I don't understand why they're treating games like this. It'd be like if Warner Brothers threw you a concert and then went, oh, guys, you want to watch some of our movies now? Like, what? What does this have to do with movies? No.
Jesus, you guys are just hating all over the place.
Well, no, it's a legitimate it's a legitimate complaint. There was a fucking E3 pole dancer there. What?
She was awesome. She was better than Cirque du Soleil.
But
from,
here's the thing, Adam, here's
daily.
The thing, and I'm dead serious about this. You went to E3, you went there for N-Files, right? You went there as a game journalist.
Yeah.
Quote unquote, game journalist.
Mm-hmm.
You went there because you want to know about games. And you get treated to. I mean, God bless Activision for having a pole dancer, for having a fucking stripper there. God bless them. But in the back of your mind, weren't you thinking, like, this is really stupid? This is an awful lot of money spent on something completely irrelevant. Aside from, it's like having Madden show off his game and thinking, wow, Madden this year. I can't believe Division got Madden here. Or I can't believe EA got Madden.
Well, I mean, that's what they did. That's what Microsoft did last year with the Beatles.
With the Beatles, exactly. And I questioned the same
Alex,
thing there.
And that was stupid.
I know, I completely agree with you. It had nothing to do with the games, and I was even saying that to the other people, you know. This has nothing to do with the games, but regardless, it was awesome. And I appreciate that, you know, Activision spent that much money to entertain the people there, regardless of whether it convinced us, which it didn't, to buy their games.
So, don't you find that pointless?
Pointless maybe from their side.
Not in terms of entertaining you. What do you think Activision's purpose is by having such a show like that?
I mean, I'm sure there was somebody in there who said, you know, if we have this many stars, people will really think twice about our games. But, I mean, it couldn't have been the case that everybody thought that way. I mean, somebody surely must have thought that, you know, this doesn't really have anything to do with our games. So, I don't know why they did it. I mean, they didn't even have a booth, and some people were saying because they spent all their money on the concert, but I don't know. I don't know why they did it, but I appreciate that it happened.
You appreciate for your
awesome.
You appreciate for what?
Yeah.
For what? For your own entertainment.
Because, yes.
And is E3 there for people's entertainment?
Parts of it.
That's what I don't really get because
See,
I.
That's why I don't.
You know,
I don't think E3.
My impression.
Okay.
Of,
do you, are you guys gonna buy Activision games? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, so why are we still talking
well,
about this?
This goes into a deeper question.
I'm questioning.
Questions. This goes into a deeper question. I'm not saying. I'm serious because I didn't want to fucking ask you.
Okay.
No, I didn't want to ask you about. Oh, what's your impression of this and that? Because we're going to talk about that too. But Microsoft sort of did the same thing, right? They gave away free 360s.
Oh yeah.
And they had a terrible
completely.
Conference, by all accounts. They had a pretty bad conference. They didn't.
It was better than Sony's, in my opinion.
It wasn't compared to last year's conference. Was it? I mean, compared to previous years, how would you grade Microsoft? Like, how surprised were you by the products? Was it really?
I mean, even
objectively,
not compared to anything else, Microsoft was a bad conference because
they didn't show anything surprising.
Anything
I mean, what they did was they focused
all.
On Kinect, which is what they're pushing, which I think was good. Whereas, say, Sony, they had way too many things to talk about, and they didn't focus on any one thing, and I think that really hurt them.
Oh, yeah. Sony, no, I think both of them were terrible because neither of them showed any surprises. Neither of them.
Well, okay, so for Microsoft, I mean,
which
it seems to me that it didn't get you excited because it was all focused on very casual Kinect games.
No, because it focused on Kinect games in general. I don't really feel like paying $150 to buy a Kinect, and also Kinect Kinect mm-hmm. games are now set, they're $60. Even the casual games, as you put it.
Yeah,
are
sure. Okay, that makes perfect sense to me why you don't think it was good. But what I'm saying is, I think. Okay, sure, that's fine. Yeah. I mean, that's.
And none of the games looked fun.
But, like, aside from the games, I think that they did better than Sony in that they focused solely on Kinect. They're pushing this one big thing that they're about to release.
Okay. It is true. They
no, no, not even that. They just focused on one thing, whereas Sony had at least like four or five different.
Adam.
Yeah.
3D, PSP, no PSP games, just advertisements for it.
This goes back to what Activision had done. Do you get the impression that Microsoft is... I got the impression that Microsoft's games for the Kinect, and several other commentators have said similar thing, had thought... and said similar things, that they really haven't pushed anything. They're pushing new technology, but they haven't really pushed any new software at all, right? Did you get that impression also? I mean, they have the equivalent of Nintendogs. They have a Wii Sports knockoff.
So are you saying they didn't push any like new IPs?
Not so much new IPs, but the idea is that
no
Nintendo
killer apps.
Has already, and other companies have already released software that integrated that has shown like motion based
Well, here, Alex, yeah. let me try to sum this up quick. Nintendo, when Nintendo's came out, it was a novelty item, and it came out with mm-hmm. a game to show off the novelty item, right? Microsoft is coming out with a new novelty camera system.
Yes.
With the same novelty games that Nintendo already came out with.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the point? I mean, that's
right?
So do you think
they're trying to say, Alex?
Yeah. That's.
Yeah. Microsoft really done
what is
anything
the draw?
To differentiate Kinect from anything else other than how it captures the movement?
Okay. Well, I guess now I can talk about my hands-on with Kinect. I did it twice. They let four people into a booth at once. Two of the guys played Kinectimals, which is beyond me. But in seeing them play it, I realized how much of a blatant ripoff of Nintendogs it is. I mean, obviously, just looking at it, you can see that. But almost every aspect of it is just straight from Nintendogs. I mean, you teach your Kinectimal tricks by repeatedly doing it. You can talk to it. You know, you can pet it. It does almost like the same animations. You know, it comes up to the screen and kind of looks for where you are, and just, you know, everything about it screams, "Oh, hey, look at me! I'm Nintendogs except tigers." So then we went to Kinect Adventures because do you guys remember the dodgeball little game they were showing off last year?
Yeah.
Okay, so I wanted to see that because the on-screen avatar directly, you know. Moves to how you're moving in real life, and I wanted to see like the full body avatar doing what I was doing rather than just like my hands. So we did that. So that was a compilation of four minigames they showed us. The first one was the rafting one. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
Okay, so two of us got in a raft, and you know, it's whitewater rafting, and what you do with that is you lean your body to steer the raft, and then you jump to make, you know, the raft jump. I don't think that's using Natal very well, because Wii has already done that with, you know, the balance board. Next was... Did you see, like... I'm not really sure how to describe it, like... The game where you have to move your body and you're on like a roller coaster kind of thing.
I didn't see that one.
Okay, so the avatars are like on a platform that's constantly moving forward, kind of like a roller coaster. And what you have to do, there are little orbs that are points scattered around, and you have to move your body in certain ways in order to collect these points. And also, there are obstacles, so like you have to sidestep in order not to get hit, or you have to like. Crouch or duck or jump. And so the other two guys played that. That was pretty good, except instead of actually tracking your motion, it really just looks for where you are and then does a pre-rendered animation. So, like, if you sidestep to the side, it doesn't sidestep exactly like you sidestep. It sidesteps in the pre-rendered animation. Same with, like, crouching and jumping. The next game was the dodgeball one. That was pretty cool.
Well, that's kind of dumb.
I noticed that it looks like, at least for this game, I don't know if this is an issue with Kinect itself or not, but with this game, it could not track my fingers. It wasn't tracking my wrist rotation. I put my hand behind my back. Obviously, it couldn't track that, but even, you know, it's kind of hard to describe without you seeing what I'm doing, but I had my hand behind my back and I was kind of moving my elbow, and it couldn't really tell what I was doing there. So really it looks like it's just tracking like the big parts of your limbs and like, you know, where big joints would be.
So it's basically tracking major body points then.
Right.
So it doesn't have the sensitivity of...
At least for this game is what I'm saying. I'm not sure if that's a limitation for the game or for Kinect itself.
Okay.
But the dodgeball thing was actually pretty fun. It was like, I don't know what the game is called, but it's like the 3D, kind of 3D version of Pong or Breakout, you know, where you hit a ball. Yeah, so you hit a ball and it goes forward and hits something in the back of the room, then it bounces back and you have to move a paddle usually to hit the ball. So instead of, a paddle, you use parts of your body, and it's two-player, so there were two of us playing, and, you know, we were just hitting big red balls back and forth. So that was pretty good, and it seemed to pick up, you know, how hard we would swing, except it's very hard to tell, like, where the ball is depth-wise in relationship to your on-screen avatar. I'm not really sure why, but it is. Now, what was the last game? I don't remember. But, so we did that, and then one of the other guys in my group came in. I got to go in with him because, you know, I said, oh, hey, can I record this guy? I'm not going to play, and so they let me do that. So they did, what did they do? They did Kinect. It was the racing one. I forget what it's called. No, it's not Forza. It's like, it's racing with the avatars. It's very, like, cartoonish.
Oh, the Forza game?
So what you do with that, I mean, it's just like they showed in the demo, you hold your hands out like you're holding a steering wheel, and, you know, you move your arms back and forth, and that steers the car, and then you can lean back and push your arms forward to boost. So what he said about that is that it seemed to lose track of where his hands were, like if, you know, he stepped out of the frame or, like, he moved too fast or something, and then it, like, kind of, like, recalibrated, so... You know, at one point, instead of having his, having his hands at 9 and 3 o'clock, he would have them at, like, 12 and 6, and then it would kind of recalibrate, thinking that his hands were at 9 and, or 3 and 9. And so, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. So that seems to be...
It sounds a bit glitchy,
well,
the way you're describing
it.
Also, I was reading that if people walk into frame while you're doing that, it completely screws everything up.
Well, it... Yeah, I mean, Microsoft has said that it doesn't do that, and even in some of the demos, I can see that, you know, it can keep track of which player is who, but yeah, I mean, if you walked in front of somebody, I believe it could keep track of who you are, but when you are in front of them, obviously, it can't see what you're doing, so in that aspect, well, it would mess
you up. I was
reading
an impression that said, like, somebody walked in on the side of the screen, mm-hmm. and it completely messed everything up. Like,
that shouldn't...
Going back between...
No, that's... Oh, okay, so... if you're in front of the person, yeah, because whoever, it seems like, at least in these two...
Whoever's closest?
Yeah, in these two games, whoever was closest were the two active players. I mean, it could see everybody in the screen, but the two closest were the two active players. So, like, if you switched positions, then, you know, it would switch players. But...
Just none of this sounds good.
Well, I figured have to remember that these are, you know, pre-release builds, and they are still testing it out. I mean, they're just showing off what the tech can do, and it seems like...
Yeah, but it comes out in 4 months.
Yeah, well, still.
It's not like touching some stuff up. I mean, this is sort of... I don't know why they wouldn't have it calibrated for one person, and then have it like, this is player one. And then no matter who, how far depth there is, if somebody else moves in on you, it would still track the one guy. I figure that would be the best solution to this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with you.
And another thing I was thinking is that they really, for as much as they talked about the Kinect, they did not show a single game that wasn't like a what people call casual.
No, yeah, game. I completely agree with you.
And which is strange because people give Nintendo shit for that, but Nintendo, when the Wii launched, it had, you know, Zelda and Red Steel, and you know, of course, I don't remember every game that launched with the Wii, but it had other games for Super Monkey Ball, things like that, which serious players, like people who aren't just playing it for the mini games, are going to want to play. Kinect doesn't seem to have
any. At least not yet.
Was there any word at E3 of those kinds of games? I mean, did you ask?
Oh, I think Metal Gear Solid Rising is Kinect.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it is.
But I mean,
I can't imagine how, the whole game. Yeah, could be how
has
how
the
would
movement
move?
Done things like? Was there any word on what the game's going to be like? How what the movement's going to be based on?
I forget where they showed it. I guess it was at shit. I don't remember. I think it was for Kinect, but they showed Raiden, you know, like slicing like you do in Wii Sports Resort, except. They were slicing like guys in half, and
oh, I heard about
it
that.
Looked pretty awesome.
But I mean, aside from just slicing somebody, I was wondering about like the actual.
I mean,
the entire game is just that. It's sort of like
how
Dragon.
You move?
What was it Dragon Quest something? There was some Wii game. It sounds like the Wii Dragon Quest game.
Okay.
Where it's just basically enemies pop up in front of you and just slice them.
No, it was like a 3D environment. You know, you can move around in a 3D environment, but you also it seemed.
Yeah, but how is that going to work?
That's a good question.
With
I
the
don't
Kinect,
know. I can't answer.
I can't imagine that it can.
I don't know.
There's no way, especially because with the Kinect now we know it's official that you can't sit down and.
No,
play
you
the
can.
Kinect. You have to be standing.
I mean,
up.
It just depends on. No, you can.
No, you can't.
Like why are you saying that you can't?
Which game?
Oh, okay. So yeah, here.
Because developers
okay, so
came
are,
out and
yes,
said you can't.
Right, there are certain games where you can't do that, and I'm sure a lot of games will actually require you to be standing. But things like the dashboard movement, I mean, you don't need to be standing.
That's
for
just
that.
Moving your arm, but I mean, in terms
oh,
of
oh yeah,
yeah.
Well,
so
that,
what I'm saying is it's dependent on the game and how the developers. You know, make it. If they require you to stand up, then sure, you can't play it. But with sitting down, but
the thing is tracking the things that track your skeleton movements rather than gestures.
No, I mean with
you have
with the
to
racing
be
game,
standing
you
up because it doesn't
sit down. There's nothing requiring you to
because
stand
it's
up.
Only tracking your upper body, your arms, and your arms and your body, right?
Right.
Wait, I thought the racing game. I read that you had to be standing up for that.
I don't think so.
Were you standing?
I read that on Kotaku.
I wasn't playing it. But yeah, they had everybody standing.
Okay, because the guy at Kotaku actually asked the guy specifically whether he could sit down and play the game. And he said he couldn't.
Huh.
They weren't letting him sit down.
Yeah, it's called Joyride.
I mean, I can only imagine if you're in a wheelchair what this is going to be like, but...
No, I was actually joking about that, but it's completely true, is that handicapped people will have a lot of trouble, if not... make it impossible for them to use the Kinect. So, they're kind of, you know, hitting themselves over the head with that whole demographic.
Do you think, and we got into this, a lot of the software you mentioned sounds impressive, and don't get me wrong about that. They sound like iToy games.
Mm-hmm.
They sound like stuff that's already come before. Is there something?
Yeah.
Is there something that they showed that was like, holy shit, I've never seen this before? Something akin to like Wii Sports, and this is the example of Wii Sports was brand new. Like nobody had seen it before.
Yeah, sure, okay, I get what you're saying.
Does the Kinect have anything of that magnitude, or did they show of anything of that magnitude?
No, I don't think so.
No, I mean we know what the Kinect games have been shown. It's Kinectimals, Joyride.
Kinect Adventures.
The most impressive one I thought was the dance game.
Yeah, Dance Central, and that was actually not as impressive as I initially thought, because when they performed it on stage, I thought the on-screen avatars were moving, again, moving the same way that the player is moving. What it actually is, it's mo-capped animation, mo-cap dancing, and you have to match your body to what the avatar on screen does. So regardless of whether you dance correctly or not, the character on screen is going to dance the right way. So if you miss, you know, if you miss part of your body, then, you know, that part just kind of glows red, and, you know, I guess your star power or whatever it's called in that game goes down.
It's a harmonics game, right? Harmonics.
Yeah, so it's akin to Rock Band and Guitar Hero.
That's how the inputs are going to work out. I didn't expect to.
Right.
I actually didn't expect the avatar to be moving. The fact that it's detecting your movement that way to a certain degree, I thought that was impressive, but that was sort of the only. That was about it, right? I mean, that's the only thing I thought was.
Yeah. No, I'd say
now,
so.
Now, given that they didn't really have. And. So, it would be safe to say then that Microsoft really didn't have any breakthrough software for the Kinect.
No. I think the best thing out of their conference was the ESPN partnership. And, you know, I'm not even going to use that, but I think it's fantastic that they're doing it. So, I mean, they have all of these sports that are covered by ESPN streaming to Xbox Live. For free. So, you know, it's like Hulu. I guess not Hulu, but it's like Netflix. But it's free for all of the Xbox Live Gold members, which is fantastic.
Okay, so given that, do you think Microsoft... It would then also be safe to say that Microsoft's presentation as a whole wasn't very strong.
Definitely. Again, I would say that
in general, not in comparison to everybody else.
I would say that it's good that they focused on one thing, but yeah, they didn't have a lot of stuff that would appeal to hardcore.
And it didn't show a lot of faith in their own existing system right now. They didn't show.
What do you mean?
Because they all focused on this new peripheral instead of going.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't show anything. They showed Halo, which we already know about, Gears of War, which we already know about, and Fable 3, which we already know about.
Uh-huh.
They didn't go, here's a
now,
new game.
Given
They
didn't show Milo.
They showed a new console, right? They showed a new console.
They showed the same console in a new package.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a new console.
Given all of that,
uh-huh.
And given that Microsoft... Now, why do you think... Do you think Microsoft gave away those 360s because they knew they had a really bad... conference?
I think they were just trying to butter people up, honestly.
Well, I mean, you don't butter somebody up just out of the hell of it, right? You usually butter somebody up when you sort of know things are tanking.
Maybe not only that, but to try to get people excited to buy them. Because it's going to be a hard sell. I guarantee. I don't understand.
No,
how it's not.
I mean for those people who don't already have a 360, there's no reason for them not to get the Slim.
Yeah, but for the people who do have a 360, it's not only a punch in the face, but it's going to be a hard sell to.
Well, I mean, how is that different? How is that different from the PS3 and the PS3 Slim?
Because the PS3 Slim actually had less features than the original PS3, and PS3 came with wireless built in from the original system. And so the Xbox not only has a huge hard drive, but has wireless built in, and is not going to break like their old shitty system.
Right, so that's better.
Yes, but I already paid them $400 for their system, so they want me
to
pay another $300. Yes,
well, I mean, why would anybody want to buy a new system? It's for people that
I know, but the thing is they're a terrible company that they are admitting. That their system is broken and going, guys, guess what? This one isn't going to break. Okay. Can I have it? Can I have it for cheap? Can I have it for free? Can I get an upgrade? No.
I don't understand what your problem is with it. Because, I mean, yeah, they're admitting they have a problem. But that's better than saying that it doesn't exist. And they fixed the problem, and they made a better system in almost all respects, and it's the same price as the current one. Like, what's,
and I can't,
what's the
I can't imagine.
Well, I mean, I thought the
who's
I
the market? People who don't have 360s.
I thought the current 360 or whatever the current models are had alleviated whatever heating problem they had before.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, right now it just seems like they're trying to release a new system just to. I mean, it's. Do you think they're just trying to draw more people in with the new system?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, why not? I mean, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem that much more attractive.
No, I think it's.
Like, as a person that doesn't own a 360, it doesn't really attract me anymore. In fact, I would probably.
Anymore? Did it.
Anymore?
What?
Anymore.
An increased amount.
It doesn't. Yeah, I would actually.
Oh,
the only
way
it attracts me is actually because it drops the price of other 360s. The other 360 models. So, like, it doesn't really. So, the new 360 coming out, like that slim model, it's not like a new DS where they really make the screen bigger, right? Or they're adding
it is.
Cameras.
It's just it.
Well, it's just
in
added
a different
hard drive
sense.
Is it added hard drive size?
No, it's the same. It's the same hard drive. It's the same hard drive size. It's smaller. It is quieter. It uses less energy. It doesn't have the red ring anymore. It has built-in Wi-Fi, which I think is fantastic, since the Wi-Fi adapter is still $100.
Yeah, and it got a 250-gigabyte hard drive. It would be like if the original DSs were broken in the first place.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't really know. I don't really see why I would buy it.
Well, would you buy an old a not 360 Slim, like one of the other models?
I would buy the other models because they're just cheaper now.
Are they cheaper? I haven't looked.
They were dropping the prices of the rest of the models.
Yeah, until they sell off the stock, obviously.
And yeah, that was pretty much their purpose. I mean, I'm still not getting a 360, but I don't see I don't see the attraction towards this really new model. I don't see it like being
okay. So wait. You said they dropped the price $100?
No. They're dropping the price of the other models.
Okay.
Other models.
Well, I mean, if you do you need Wi-Fi, Alex? I don't know if you do.
No, I mean,
like, to get your systems online. Okay, so yeah, I can see that maybe that's not a draw, but the Wi-Fi is, you know, huge because that saves you $100.
But you're not going to drop. You're not going to drop another $400 or $300 for another system when you could pay $100 for the Wi-Fi.
I know, but the thing is it?
No, I'm not. I'm not saying that people who already have 360s are going to go out and buy this. I'm sure they will, but I'm not saying that's. You know, that's not the target demographic. It's the people who don't already have 360s.
I just don't understand.
But like the Wi-Fi, was really the Wi-Fi the make or break for the system?
I know. That's what I don't get, is that I don't think anybody was like, I'm not going to buy a 360 until it's Wi-Fi. Nobody was doing that.
I'm not
that.
Saying it was, but I mean, it's really good that they included that.
Yeah, it's cool. I don't get it. I don't understand how that was their big announcement. It would be cool if that was the system that they launched a couple of years ago.
All right.
Or if that if that was the Elite, I think that would have been really cool.
It is the Elite.
No, if that was the original Elite.
Oh, okay.
It has been almost 5 years since the Xbox. That's a usual console's lifespan. It's obvious that these consoles are too expensive to make. They're not making any money off them. Lifespans for consoles are going to be longer now. And this is what they're doing to try to extend it. Is it going to work? I doubt it.
Well,
I don't see it working at all.
Adam, were you able to get the new 360 going to E3?
I wish. So we were on the list, like we had registered to go to the Microsoft conference, except when we got there, they were telling us, oh no, sorry, you're not on the list. And we think that part of the reason for that was because they were giving away 360s, so they were trying to limit, you know, how many people they were giving this to.
Yeah, probably.
Or maybe they just were retarded and lost our names, I don't know. But everybody in the theater that I was in kind of, like, cried when they announced that at the end.
Now, again, this goes back to the Activision argument also. Well, again, this doesn't benefit the consumer at all. Giving away free 360s does not benefit the rest of us. It benefits you guys.
Oh, no,
it
definitely.
It benefits you guys. Like, seeing an awesome show benefits you guys. And it's a buttering up of it.
However, there are people who are in there that, you know, don't already have it. They're not, you know, huge, big people. So, you know, for those people, they got a 360 and, you know, they're going to tell their friends, hey, this system's great, blah, blah, blah. So it's like free advertising for them, even though it's very not free. But do you get my point? Like, you know, the people in there who
But this is not a word-of-mouth kind of conference. This is not like me telling my mom, you should go see Toy Story 3, right? This is industry experts going to this thing. And getting,
sure, but why not use that other thing? I mean, why not, use word of mouth?
The cost effectiveness is not nearly there. It's simply
okay, so
not there.
Okay, so what do you suggest? What do you suggest Nintendo does with the 3DS? Because there is no way to advertise that other than word of mouth.
No.
It's just not.
No,
it's not.
There's
possible.
A difference between doing something by word of mouth and doing something by giving it away for free and saying. People will say by word of mouth that I got a free system. Like, the focus when you give away a free system is that it's free. But nobody
it's
else is going to get it.
It's advertisement.
Yeah, it's advertisement because you're going to gloat about the system, and then they're going to say, wow, this sounds great. But it's not nearly enough. Like, people are going to say, you're gloating because it's free. When I'm gloating about the 3DS, I'm gloating because it's a personalized 3D system. You see what the difference is?
Oh, boy. I think you're just angry that you didn't get one. And second
of all...
No, I
just think I don't understand how it's effective...
No, I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer for you. I mean, that's the best I can give. I don't know what their reason
was behind giving
those out.
Well, we're not asking. We're trying to start a discussion to the fact that Microsoft is...
Well, I mean, I've told you all I can offer,
did,
so...
I know,
Did you meet people that got 360s out of this, right?
I met... Knowingly, I met one person who got a 360.
Knowingly? And what did they say about it? They're like, oh, this is all...
No, knowingly in that I knew that they got a 360 because I specifically asked them, but I'm sure I met other people who did get a 360 that I didn't find out
about.
So
isn't that a little bit telling that because nobody else said, like, man, you should try this out or you should get this, that the advertising...
Well, they didn't get it. They didn't... No, I mean, they didn't get it right then. They were shipping it to them, so they were getting it in a few days, so nobody could... You know, say anything yet?
Well, but they were getting it. They knew they were getting it, right? And were they telling you like, "Wow, that's really"? Was there a discussion?
No,
was there discussion?
I asked the guy.
Was there discussions about it? Like, "Wow, that's awesome of Microsoft to be doing that." Did anybody really like have an extensive discussion about it?
But I don't even understand. It's hilarious. It's awesome for Microsoft to do this to the people who can get an E3, which is not in any way a public. Thing.
Well, it's not like they're giving away a third. It's not like they're giving away a third world nation or something.
Yeah, or going out and like holding a contest for gamers or something. They're giving it away to industry people. Like, who cares? Like, that's not cool to me. That's like if somebody's like, all the CEOs of the oil companies got free jets. I'm like, what? Oh, well, I got to go get a jet.
Well, I mean, the question ends up being why does Microsoft do such a thing? And I know, Adam, you gave an answer for it that, you know,
because press is there and they want press and they want to buy it. Hopefully, they'll be like, oh, well, they're on our side now after a terrible show.
Okay, so here's a little more about what I was saying is that there are tons of people who attend E3 who have no idea about video games. They are just pure press, and I'm sure there were a lot of those kinds of people in the conference who got a 360, and now because they don't know any better, they're going to say, like, you know, tons and tons and tons of good things about it, which is good for Microsoft, whether it's correct, you know...
And shady.
...advertising or not.
Well,
yeah,
isn't that a bit of... I mean, it's not like giving away a demo copy of something to get it reviewed. It's literally giving some...
Wait, yeah, it is.
It's literally giving it to somebody to take to their house.
Yeah.
It's not going to be... They're not going to be necessarily reviewing the thing.
Why wouldn't they be? That's their job.
That's some of their jobs. It's not all their jobs.
It's most of their jobs.
Like Spielberg?
But also, when you are getting a review copy of something, you're like, you're getting it to review it, and then it's not like... It's not like somebody sends you a review copy of something and you're like, well, I'm going to play this at my pace. You have to review it next week. You got
to Yeah, go but it's yours it. To keep.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's a difference between a review copy and getting free stuff.
I don't see a difference.
Because not everyone there is their job to review video games.
I saw it more like, this seemed like it's like an episode of Oprah, where everybody got a fucking car.
Yeah.
That's what I really... Yeah. You know, it was really like... Just to show off how much money Microsoft had. I really thought... Upon hearing that, I'm like, that makes no sense. Like, why the hell would they do this? Other than trying to bribe people to actually like their shit. Or try... It's like loosen, like lessening how crappy the actual conference... Their conference was. Or how uninteresting their conference was. To get them to, like, you know... as a last boost of adrenaline, you get a free cop, you get a free new model of a 360.
I don't know.
I don't know. We're done.
Let's move on though. All
right. I gotta go soon.
Okay, so do you guys have anything to say about Sony?
They were unsurprising. It was pretty surprising how little they showed.
It was.
They showed off their 3D TVs, which nobody cares about. Mm-hmm. They showed off their new advertising campaign for PSP, which is absolutely unexciting. When they showed nothing new for PSP,
so they didn't show the PSP 2, right? Or there is no PSP 2?
No, not yet.
Okay.
No.
What was the?
They didn't show. They didn't show Last Guardian. No Last Guardian stuff.
Nope, they did not.
Was there any word about Last Guardian? Like when you were walking around?
Nope.
Did you ask about it? Or?
Nope. Yeah, they're just, I mean, it wasn't there. That's what everybody was saying.
Any idea why it wasn't there?
I guess they're waiting until it's more complete to show it off.
What was the prospective date of release?
Of Last Guardian? I don't think there is one.
And no, people thought they were going to say they're going to put Ico and Shadow of the Colossus on Blu-ray. Didn't do that. They honestly didn't show one game that we hadn't heard about before that wasn't for the
Twisted
Move.
Metal.
Oh yeah, who cares?
What did you think of the Move in general?
Well, first of all, the way they had it set up on the show floor was just awful. For the Kinect, they had a really long line. They had maybe like 8 booths where 4 people go in at a time. And that line was really, really long, and you got, you know, maybe 15 minutes to play, which was kind of cool. But for the Move, they had maybe like 12 booths set up, 4 stations in each. So the line was relatively short. I waited like 20 minutes maybe, but they only let you play one game, and then they kick you out. So like there's 12 booths, 4 stations each, maybe like 6 games that they're showing in total. And you don't even get to pick the game. You stand in line. The line is the same for all the games. So they just kind of send you to the next open booth and you play whatever was there, and then you get kicked out and you have to stand in the line again. So I told the guy like at the front of the line, you know, is there a game you guys are showing that kind of demonstrates I think what I said was like the one-to-one movement of the Move. And of course, you know, he gave me a very generic response. You know, they all do that. So, whatever. In the booths they had glass on the outside, so you could see inside what the people were playing. And really, like, none of them really looked like they could do that. But I ended up playing ping pong, which was dumb. I mean, you know, it's ping pong. There's not really much to it. So imagine you're sitting at a table, and you can't really move your arm past the plane that the table is at. So, you know, I tried moving my arm down by my legs, and it can't track that because the game's not designed to do that.
So it's Wii Sports.
Yes.
Wait, so
exactly.
The exact same problems Wii Sports has, this thing has?
Wait, that's not even a problem
in this
Wii Sports. Is it?
Well, I mean, it is, because, I mean, who would design ping pong to move the paddle below the table? But, I mean, there wasn't anything wrong with ping pong.
Already been done.
I didn't... Well, yeah, but aside from that, like, I couldn't test what I wanted to test. Yeah. But again, I wanted to see what would happen when I put the Move behind my back. Obviously, it can't sense where it is, but it still can sense rotation, which I thought was pretty good. So it can, you know, at least still move.
So you didn't get a chance to try out Sorcery, which looked like the only good game.
They didn't even have it on the show floor.
Oh, that's stupid. That's the only game that looked like it would be fun.
Oh, man. Somebody put it very accurately, I think, like, in the shuttle when we were going back home that day. It's a ungodly generic game, and the only pull for it is that it's using...
Exactly. I know. It looks like Fable without any art direction or something.
It looks so bad.
But it looked like a game. And that's the only game that looked like a game.
That's true. Okay, so wait. Let me tell you what they had for the move. They had archery, which is, of course, exactly like Wii Sports. You were using two controllers to do that. They had ping pong, which I played. You have one controller. They had... I forget exactly what it's called. It's like Kung Fu something. But in that, it seemed like Tony Hawk Downhill Jam, in that you got on like a scooter kind of device. It's not a device, a scooter-type vehicle. And you kind of just go down a hill, moving left to right, collecting things, avoiding obstacles. Except what you do is, get ready, you waggle the move in order to scoot. So, like, to push off your foot. And then you just move the move left to right in order to turn. So that, it is beyond me why they were even showing, why they're even making that game even. I mean, that is not... what the move it was made for. That's not what they're advertising it as. That is like the epitome of what people do not want from even just the Wiimote.
I know.
Except,
but do you think it's just a learning curve that's being implemented here? I mean,
by Sony?
Yeah, basically. I mean,
no. I mean, why even try? Okay, sure, you can do that internally, but why make a game about that when you are advertising that you're trying to do something different, that your new device that you are trying to make not fail is something better than what has already been done.
And then make it exactly the same.
Exactly. And the funny thing was, while I was waiting in line, there were some old little Japanese guys playing, and they had the biggest grins on their faces when they were playing that, and I just could not, for the life of me, like, wrap my head around, just, like, the whole spectacle of it. It's like, really, guys? Really?
4 years late to the party.
Really having that much fun? Right. Oh,
now,
my God.
Those Japanese guys, do you think they're actually going to buy a move? Are they going to drop the $400 when they can pay?
I'm sure
they could pay $200 for Wii Sports and Wii.
I'm sure they were with some like advertising company or maybe some like Japanese news station. So them personally, I don't know. They may not even be into video games, but God, they were enjoying themselves. I don't know why.
Can we talk about Sorcery for another second?
Yeah,
I just want to say that game was funny because it looked so generic and it looked like Fable without an art direction, and it looked like it'd be done. But its sad thing is, when I was watching the conference, I got excited because I'm like, oh, finally, a game. And the saddest thing was that the audience, for some reason, clapped when the guy turned into a rat.
Yeah, I did
that
not...
That can be done in
any
game.
I didn't understand.
Game. That could be done in a Nintendo, like a NES game. That is not a new thing.
The more impressive thing about that was the motion he made. He put the move up to his lips like he was drinking from a cup. That was kind of cool, but you can still do that with the Wiimote.
I know. Like, none of that looked cool. And the one-to-one motion didn't even look good on that, because his arm looked so glitchy.
Yeah, very much so. Oh, and another thing in ping pong is that and with Kinect as well, I was kind of moving my wrist in ways that, very delicate ways. And a lot of times, the on-screen avatar's arm or whatever would bend in ways it was not supposed to. Which, I don't think... I mean, it was doing its best to track where I was, but they should... completely eliminate any kind of like model animation or rigging animation that bodies shouldn't be able to do. Like, your wrist shouldn't be able to rotate 360 degrees. But
so, in other words, all the promises Sony had made,
all the promises every company,
not necessarily.
Okay, so the move, from what I can tell, the move works. The problem is I couldn't tell how much it works. So I couldn't tell, if what everything they're saying is true, but I could definitely say that it works better than the Wiimote.
Yeah, but the thing is it's functionally, it's going to be used pretty much the same as the remote, or the Wii remote, as has been demonstrated. Uh-huh. So the Wii remote's great, and it's awesome, and it's great that Sony's putting it on their system. Is it going to be worth the money?
Didn't they lower the price a few days ago of the Move?
No, it's.
I thought I saw something.
It's going to be $100 for the bundle.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
it's going to be $400 for the system and a game and the nunchuck accessory and the Move.
Yeah, but
right?
Given that, I mean, we're talking about it's already a $300 system.
And hold on, and the game
is.
Yes,
it is. It is.
Yeah.
It is very expensive.
And
yes.
Given that the games are not really,
and of course,
I mean, you're asking for double the price for the same thing then.
And also, you know, if it's a multiplayer game, you're obviously going to have to buy multiple sets.
I mean, that's understandable.
Which is going to be as expensive. It's going to be more expensive than the system
itself. But on the internet, the thing is people keep bringing up, oh, well, the Wii remotes are expensive. Yeah, but you don't have to buy. That would be like if Wii had a different controller that you also had to buy, but you don't.
Yeah, right.
You don't. So with...
I mean, the whole like Kinect and Move thing, Matt, I think you said this like a long time back, is that they're not integral to the system.
No, so...
And they're expensive.
Yeah, you're pretty much paying for almost... all things considered, you're pretty much paying for
although
two
systems.
Although
I do like... It seems like Sony's actually trying to... I heard that they're actually going to try integrating it into Killzone and some of the other games. I mean, so they are actively trying to...
They put it in Heavy Rain, and actually I forgot to try that out.
But the thing is,
I don't really see a benefit to putting it in a game like Heavy Rain. But
I don't think they are
retroactively putting it in games, which
I don't
is kind
of
cool.
Either of these technologies are a bad idea. They are great ideas. However, putting them in a console and expecting them people to buy it is a bad idea. Because I just don't
see
it working.
Right,
it's expensive. I don't know who has that kind of money to go and.
But
I mean,
I'm getting the impression that the purpose is not so much. They're waiting this out right now. They know it's not the number one thing. This is sort of the test, so that when the new system comes out.
No, it is not. This is their new system. They can't.
Well, I mean, we're talking about another
5 years,
huh?
5 years.
It's probably more than that at this point.
No, this is what this is what they're pushing out. This
is
what they're doing.
Unless 3D TVs really take off, what are they really going to? What advancement in technology?
I see this basically as the halfway point between what Microsoft and Sony were saying were the 10-year life cycle of the system, and you know, because in the past the life cycle has been 4 to 5 years. They have to do at least something new. And on top of that, they want to do something new because they've seen that the Wii has so much success in what it does. So
no,
they're trying
their hand at it. Let's say they make a new system.
Uh-huh.
They make a PlayStation 4.
Okay, so yes, I see what you're saying in that, you know, if this does well for them, then yeah, they'll probably integrate it into their next system.
Yeah, but in 5 years, the new thing is not going to be, well, we're making a PlayStation 4. It's going to have a little bit, it's going to have twice as better processing as the PS3, and we're putting the Move in.
So you think this is going to last another 10 years without them making a new console?
I think it could last for another maybe 15 years, depending on
how
they...
Oh my god, no way. No, that's impossible.
I think the lifespan of the system can be 15 years.
No.
Unless there's some sort of unless the technology really takes off, that, like... There has to be a really big pull
for them to start developing
for a new system.
There's no precedence for that. It's not going to make that big of a jump.
Well, that's the thing. And the thing is, since the jumps are not going to be so big anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, the lifespans of consoles aren't going to be that. They're not going to jump up that. It's not going to go from 5 to 20 years.
No, well, I think it's going to...
It's not going
to
happen.
Okay, it's... PlayStation 2 is... What are we going to say? 8 to 10? Is that accurate?
Well, PlayStation 2, I mean, people are still buying PlayStation 2.
Yeah, so it's not even really dead. I mean, I can't see the PS3.
Yeah. But nobody's...
It is dead.
Nobody's developing for it.
Well, I can't see the PS3 being dead in 5 years.
No, it's not going to be dead. That's when they're going to start making money off of it, but they're going to have to do something. You can't run a company and not come out with new stuff. That's how you get shareholders to not give you any more money.
I mean, they're constantly developing technology, so there's got to be some time that they have to implement it.
That's how you run a company.
I mean, the question then is what's their pull? Because the pull for PS3 and 360 was the graphics.
Right. And of course they're going to keep improving the graphics and all the specs. But yeah, no, I agree.
But I mean, the graphics. See, the thing is, I think the graphics can't really be.
Oh, sure, they can. Improved. Of course, they can.
They can be improved, but it's going to be a much slower jump at this point.
Definitely.
That's why they're going to wait another five years.
Well, it's going. That's why I think it's going to take longer than 5 years for them to actually come out with something new.
No.
Maybe even 10 years, or maybe 7 years. But the thing is, maybe they can, 5 years they'll start developing, and maybe in 5 years they will start actively developing.
They can only wait so long before they do that. Before people forget about it, you can't keep a brand that fresh for that long.
I understand it puts them in a bit of a pickle then.
Exactly.
Right?
It's going to be hard
because they're don't you think that's why Sony is really pushing for the 3D TVs right now?
No, it totally is. Sure. And that's why Nintendo is laughing. That's why Nintendo is laughing all the way to the Japanese.
Okay, so you guys watch the Nintendo and Sony conferences? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Nintendo conference was first, and then immediately after, like, everybody just went straight to the Sony conference. So Nintendo made, Reggie in specific, made, you know, a lot of jokes about people wearing glasses, and they even had some, you know, like...
The sad family.
Mocking Photoshop pictures of a family with, you know, just very generic black glasses. And then Sony came out, and they had, you know, almost exactly the same pictures with, you know, but these were for serious. They had glasses on, and I just thought that was kind of funny.
Oh, yeah. Nobody wants to wear glasses when watch TV.
Nintendo is totally, like, patting themselves on the back.
That's a hard sell. Wearing glasses is for the diehard people. People don't really want to do it in movie theaters.
However, it's so... I don't understand why people are enjoying it so much. I don't understand, like, why it got so big. Like, where did that even come from? I don't know. I don't really want to get that much into 3D because I feel like we could talk a lot about it.
But I think in theaters, it's going to be completely different than when you start seeing it in homes. It's just like surround sound. Surround sound is great in theaters. How many people want to put that in their homes? But how many...
I do.
Okay, you're a tech.
I know a lot of people. Like, I know a lot of people who have surround sound. I mean, I'm looking at surround sound right now.
Yeah, those are people who have a lot of money to spend on their home theater systems.
Adam, I mean
my surround sound system costs like $50 when I got it, and it's
okay.
Adam, you're missing the point.
Is not many people will go to a movie theater and go, it sounds great in there. That's great. Many people will go to the movie theater and go, put on 3D glasses and go, that was great. I like that in the movie theater. Then you go, okay, how about for $4,000 plus $150 for each person that you want to have watch a TV, you could have that in your home. Nobody will do that. Nobody will even actively seek out that unless they are shown.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I think that was a bad analogy, but that's aside from the point.
We should probably talk about this.
Yeah.
Adam wanted to do another podcast on 3D specifically.
Okay,
and we'll hold that discussion off.
But yes, I agree with you, Matt.
Okay, so why don't we talk about Nintendo's conference?
Let's talk about Nintendo's conference.
It was awesome. Very soon.
Okay, well, what do you want to know? Let's get it out of the way.
If just talking about the conference, I just want to see how Zelda and the 3DS was, but. Holy crap, Nintendo surprised everyone. They did the opposite of the other two companies and showed everything. Everything was new.
Games, more games.
Third-party support was there.
Well, it wasn't just the games, right? They showed hardware. They showed the fucking thing works.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
so they showed
that was the big one.
Yeah. So they showed the 3DS. I mean, they showed stuff. I mean, that's the point. Whereas the other two did not really.
They showed things that we previously thought weren't going to work, and...
So I said a few things very jokingly before E3 started. I said to the group I was with, oh, you know, it would be funny if somebody announced a new console and they're like, it's available today, and then Microsoft went and did that, and I kind of chuckled to myself. And then...
Clever.
Huh?
You're clever.
Yeah, I must be. And then, you know, I was saying that, you know, oh, this year they're going to show Kid Icarus, completely joking, not expecting them to do it at all. And then they did it. Like, halfway through, I could tell they were building up to Kid Icarus because they were going through retro games that they were revamping. And then I think Iwata was up at that point, and he said, okay, enough with the past, now to go to the future. And I was like, aw, no Kid Icarus. But then they went back to the 3DS, and they started talking. I'm like, oh, wait a second. And then they started showing the trailer, and I saw, I think her name is Palutena, like the goddess of light, the goddess who's in charge of Kid Icarus, or Pit. And it was surprising to me that nobody, like, understood what was happening on screen until they actually saw Pit. Because, you know, those people, most of the people in that convention center are very aware of Pit and Kid Icarus, and they wanted it for, like, the past 3 or 4 years. But whatever. When people did see Pit, they kind of flipped out, as you, I'm sure, heard. So anyways, what else, Matt?
What did you think about the game? I mean, what did you think about the 3DS?
No, the game wasn't playable.
You only played
Star
Fox, right?
Trailer. No, I actually played, I think, like, 7 3DS games. Okay, so first of all, the 3DS, they're advertising it as something where the 3D pops out at you, like it pops out of the screen. That is not what happens.
It's depth, right?
I'm not convinced that they can't do that, but what they were showing did not do that. So what it is, you look at the screen, and it's basically like the screen is a window, and there's, say, like 3 inches behind it.
So much cooler than things popping out at you.
You think so?
Yes. I hate things popping out at me. It seems stupid. It's the difference between Avatar 3D and every other 3D that I've ever seen.
Okay. So let's see. What did I play? The first thing I looked at was a Kingdom Hearts trailer. I couldn't even tell it was 3D. I played with it for a little bit, and I asked the booth babe, who was, like, sitting there, you know, does this look 3D to you? And, you know, whether it was an honest answer or a pre-recorded answer, she said yes, of course.
You should have taken out your penis.
It looked awful. Yeah.
Does this look 3D?
So what did I play next? I played Professor Layton. I forget the subtitle.
That looks awesome.
The next Professor Layton game. Yeah, it looked fantastic. So it's displayed as, you know, it's 2D. There's nothing 3D about it. In the old sense of the 3D term, like it's 3D or 2D graphics, but it is 3D. So really what that was, it was kind of like layers of 2D. So it was like cells in animation. So like in the front you had the text, then a little bit behind it you had, you know, the characters who were speaking, and then behind that you had characters in the background, then behind that you had the actual background, and then maybe behind that there was like some more, like the sky or something.
That sounds really
cool. So, you know, everything, it looked really good. There were, you know, everything was in layers. And I'm sure you guys saw that they have the slider now that you can, you know, you can adjust
how much of the effect
you have. How 3D things were. Some of the games didn't support that, but Professor Layton did. And for that specifically, you could really tell that, you know, as you slid it, the depth was changing. Like, you could tell, you know, if you were sliding it up, the depth was becoming greater. As you were sliding it down, you know, it was becoming more flattened.
That's
awesome. I thought that was really, it was really cool. What else? I played, I don't think it was Dynasty Warriors, but it might have been Dynasty Warriors. It was a game, like a hack and slash. They had 3D models, but it didn't really look 3D to me. The part that looked most 3D is that it looked like I said, you know, it looked like it was really far back, but in that display itself, there was nothing really 3D. Like, so the characters didn't look like they were closer to me than, say, other characters, or even, you know, like the environment behind them. But, you know, at the edges of the screen, it looked like I was looking down into a box. Let's see, after that I played, I forget what the game is called, but it's like a murder mystery game. And, you know, I wasn't really impressed with that.
Well, okay, so, I mean, in general, what did you feel about the system? From what you were able to say?
Basically what I said at the beginning is that they're advertising it incorrectly. It's, stuff does not pop out at you, it's stuff, you know, is inside the system. But I do want to say a few more things. Star Fox 64 3D, awesome. They have updated the textures. They updated the models. Otherwise, it's the exact same game. It feels great. Oh, the little slidey, the joystick nub on the 3DS. I think it's better than the joystick nub on the PSP.
Thank God, the PSP one's terrible.
Yeah, however, it does feel a little weird. I think the reason is that it's so tight. So, like, if you have to kind of, like, push harder than I feel you should.
Well, that was my problem with the PSP one, is it was too slidey.
Okay, so maybe... All right. So maybe this is on the other end. I mean, it feels good, but it feels like it's too hard to move. I don't know. Maybe it'll just take some getting used to, I'm sure. But they had a demo for taking 3D pictures, which I'm sure you guys saw. I didn't get to use that, but some of the other guys didn't. You know, they said it worked. So they took a picture of each other, and, you know, the picture was in 3D. And with that, there was an augmented reality game. You put a card on the table, and, you know, it's kind of like Cute Pet in that it creates a virtual something on the table that's not really there. So what you did in that is created targets around the table, and you would move the 3DS to point at those targets, and, you know, I guess you would hit one of the shoulder buttons to shoot them.
I'd buy a Yu-Gi-Oh! Game or a Pokemon game that did that.
I have judgment does that.
Yeah, I know, except that's on a console, and... It'd be cool to have someone in front of you, and both of you are using that thing.
Sure, okay. But the thing, and I had mentioned this to them, because I played the 3DS before anybody else did, because, you know, I got in line and everybody else went and did other stuff. But I noticed when I was playing it, you know, I was just kind of moving it back and forth and, you know, tilting it side to side and stuff. And unless you look at it from pretty much a very, very small window of, like, you know, looking at it, it looks wrong. Either the 3D doesn't work, or you see double images, or, like, there are pixels that are kind of grayed out. And, I mean, it's just, it seems like, you know, it's got the gyroscope and it's got the accelerometers inside, so obviously there's going to be games where you're moving it around a lot. And it seems like in those games, it's going to be extremely hard to keep that 3D aspect.
Yeah, that's the only thing I was thinking of, is that that's fine because you're not going to be moving the system around except for the games that use that gyroscope.
Yeah, and even the ones that you don't move it around, I mean, like I said, it's a very small window of, like,
yeah,
where
you're
the
viewing
3D is actually good.
You're viewing a system from, I mean, it's a handheld.
It's a handheld, yeah. I can't imagine you moving it around too much.
No, but I mean, I was holding it normally, and really I kind of had to, like, tilt it up a little more than I usually would hold it in order to really get the full effect.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, as far as it working... Yeah, it works. I mean, it's 3D without glasses, which is, you know, pretty damn impressive. I just like to share for a minute, like, how I think it works. I could be completely wrong, but, like, just from, you know, playing with it, I think what they're doing is that they're having either, like, the same pixel or pixels right next to each other shoot light off in different directions so that it only hits, you know, one eye, kind of like it works now, except instead of the glasses... separating the frames, it's kind of like it's already been being done because the light's only reaching one eye instead of both, if that makes sense.
No, not at all.
Maybe.
You know how 3D technology, you normally, like, polarized lenses uses slits to capture only specific angles of light?
It does that in
it
the screen.
It does it on the screen. And so the processing has, it doubles the, that's why the processing power has to be so strong, so it doubles, it's able to do that kind of process.
Yeah.
All right, so whatever. Oh, okay, so two more things. Kid Icarus looked really good. You know, it's a Kid Icarus game, so it's going to be great. I think Retro's making it?
Kong.
I mean,
no.
They were making it at one point. Retro's making Donkey Kong, that's right. Okay, Sakurai's doing Kirby.
I don't know.
Or is Sakurai doing Kid Icarus 2? Whatever. It looks good. I mean, they showed a trailer. You know, it looks good in 3D. And then... The graphics for the 3DS are surprisingly good. When I was in the conference and they were showing stuff, especially Kid Icarus, you know, I thought it looked, you know, really polygonal. I thought there wasn't really an improve in the graphics, but there really is. I mean, I mentioned this on the board. Most of the graphics are on par or better than most GameCube and PS2 games. They had a Metal Gear Solid trailer, a really long Metal Gear Solid trailer, and that looked really, really good.
And you know that's in-game because no Metal Gear Solid game has ever done pre-rendered stuff.
I mean, no, even if it... Well, it shouldn't be pre-rendered because it didn't look like Metal Gear Solid 4, which, you know... I mean, it wasn't like, you know, they...
Yeah, but Kojima doesn't do pre-rendered stuff. That's what I'm saying. So you know it's not a pre-rendered trailer.
Oh, okay. I thought you were being sarcastic.
No.
That's dead serious.
Okay. But yeah, no, it looked really good. Pilot Wings Resort is Wii Sports Resort's Islands with your Miis, except you're doing Pilot Wings activities. So they had on demo the airplane, which flies exactly like Star Fox, which flies exactly like the plane in Wii Sports Resort, except you can do barrel rolls by double-clicking LOR, which was kind of cool. And then they had the rocket belt, which was also pretty cool. So, I mean, I think the 3D in that wasn't very good, but I thought the gameplay was fine. You know, it was fun. Everybody loves Pilot Wings. Everybody's wanted Pilot Wings, so it's a good thing it's coming out.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So we've got Ocarina of Time 3D. They are working on it, but we're not sure if they're actually going to complete it and complete it as Ocarina of Time 3D. But, you know, it's a possibility. They said, you know, again, they're working on it, so it's a complete possibility that it's just going to be a complete port in 3D. They're doing the same. I'm not sure about Animal Crossing, if that's a port or if that's a new game.
It looks new because of the way the characters look.
Okay, I didn't play it, but they had it on the show.
Yeah, the characters have like more realistic bodies. Like, they're taller.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. They grew up.
That's cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Yay! Do you guys remember, like, the other games that they're remaking for the 3DS?
No.
Because I know there was, like, a whole list of them.
I mean, I guess a general impression of the system.
I think we should go over next time, on the next podcast, go over the actual games, since we've been talking so much about the conferences and stuff. We should go over the games of E3 next time on...
Yeah. Well, okay, so why don't we talk about... I guess...
Well, one more thing about the 3DS. Actually, I don't remember what I was going to say. Oh, the third parties. There is so much third-party support for the 3DS. It's kind of mind-boggling. I'm sure you guys saw during the conference, like, they had, I don't know, like, 35 third-party developers
I was shocked that a game like Street Fighter 4, like, got directly mentioned for the system.
Yeah. So that's great.
Team Ninja, I think, is involved with a Ninja Gaiden game.
Oh, speaking of Team Ninja, and this is actually a good segue into the games, I tried Metroid Other M, and it's... I think people will be pleasantly surprised to learn that it's not just a straight-up side-scrolling Metroid. It is actually, like, it's a 3D environment. There are side-scrolling parts to it, but it's an actual 3D environment that you can move around in three dimensions. You do use the D-pad, and, you know, you do stop when you point the Wii remote at the screen and go into first-person mode. But, you know, I had no idea that it was a 3D environment. I thought it was just straight-up side-scrolling, and it's not.
How smooth is it to go from one mode to the other and so forth?
Oh, it's incredibly smooth. It's, you know, as soon as you do it, as soon as you point at the screen, it just, you know, zooms into Samus's helmet. As soon as you throw it back to your sideways, it, you know, it's perfect. I don't like that you can't move, of course, but, you know. But the cinematics in it look great. The voiceovers are great. All of the in-game animations are really good. Really, the only thing that bothered me about the game was that you can't shoot as fast as I would like to. So, like, you know, in the Prime series, Samus basically shoots as fast as you can hit the A button or whatever. But in this, you know, it's maybe, like, two shots or three shots a second, and you can't, like, go any faster than that. But, and then the demo for that was 30 minutes long, which was absurd because, you know, you have two people in line and you have to wait an hour to play it. But that was just, you know, that has nothing to do with you guys. That was just a personal complaint of mine.
Well, it seems like you got an extensive amount of play time with it, so...
Not really, actually.
Okay.
I didn't, because by that point they had realized that the demo was taking too long.
Okay.
So, so Matt, you want to talk about Zelda before you leave?
Yeah, it looks great. I don't know. I thought we were going to devote a whole podcast to just the games of E3.
Do you want to just avoid Zelda, or I mean,
I think, because I mean, I think more people than just us have want to talk about that.
Yeah,
and I think now that we have this podcast out, we just wait. You know, have people email in their questions.
Yeah, that would be a good. That would probably be a really good idea
about E3. What they want to hear us talk about at E3, because we talked about the conferences.
Okay, so yeah, do you guys want to maybe do this like soon, like tomorrow, maybe?
Yeah, or like in 2 days, I think.
Okay,
so we have
sure.
Well, so let's why don't I guess what about like general, like what did, if you had to give a one sentence review
of.
Of Zelda, what would you say? I mean, because this is a fucking Zelda working title part.
Oh, you guys are going to hate me for this, but I would say... Well, okay, so not disappointing. A better word would be experimental, prototype, or pre-alpha. You know, one of those words.
What aspect of it didn't you like especially about it? All of it, or just...
Yeah, pretty much all of it, sadly. You know, the graphics are... pretty abysmal. The style, I think, the style, I think, is really good, and it could look fantastic once it's done, and I have no doubt in my mind that it will. But what they showed at the shore floor was just ugly. Like, really, it was.
So you're pretty much like the only one that said that.
No, I'm the only one on the board, but there were, like, everybody at the conference was saying the exact same thing.
I didn't read the entire internet.
I haven't read any of that. Yeah, that's the thing. I mean,
I watched the video for it, and it looked great.
Like, are we watching? Okay. Yeah, did we? Is the video we're watching, the videos of the game we're watching, not the same as the game you played? I guess that.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure it is. Okay. But as for the controls, you know, they're directly taken from Wii Sports Resort. Like I was saying. Like we were doing, N Files is now called Nerd Mentality, by the way. So when we were doing the Nerd Mentality like roundtable every night, I mentioned that, you know, I would not be surprised if they just copied and pasted the code from Wii Sports Resort and put it into Zelda. However, it doesn't control as good as Wii Sports Resort does. Again, though, I'm sure they will touch it up and make it, you know, like 10 times better by the time the game is released. Again, you know, this game is coming out next year, so it's more than a year that they have to.
Well, that's the thing. And the other thing what I also heard from different people was that some people had a great time with it,
uh-huh.
And some people had an abysmal time with it.
Really?
So I don't really. It seems like people are not. Some people are using it correctly, and other people are not. Or some.
Oh, okay, yeah. So about using it correctly and not using it correctly. Oh god, it's the same thing like I was talking earlier about the Move and the Waggle. Okay, so we got the Wii Motion Plus, right? And that's what this game is built around.
I'm leaving. I can't stay here for 28 more minutes of this.
Okay, never mind. So okay, why don't we talk about we'll talk about this more next podcast, and I guess we'll end it here.
So any last thoughts?
Adam, I totally expected you to be disappointed by it because.
After hearing your Galaxy 2 review, we didn't not expecting you to like anything. So
yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'm surprised you weren't complaining about Link's pants.
I know. Like, I mean, Adam, I respect your opinions, but it just seems like every game that you are nostalgic about, you're just completely biased against. Because in your mind, you're holding it against all the other games you played in this series.
Well, I mean, it's possible. I mean, I try to be as objective and unbiased as possible.
Well, if you're making complaints of one game, you have to make consistent complaints about other games as well. And that doesn't seem to be the case.
Life lessons from Alex.
You know what? That's how Ebert does his reviews. So just because he doesn't like a genre doesn't mean he gives it a bad review instantly. And it's not fair.
Well, I gotta go, guys.
But Adam, I guess we should end it.
Okay.
Please email us.
So, guys, please email us your questions. I specifically, I'm sure these guys also want to talk, but I really want to talk about, you know, I want to answer your questions. I was there. I had a great time. I want to tell you about what I did. So, you know, email us, wtpodcast@gmail.com. hit us up on Facebook, Zelda Working Title Podcast, or Zelda WT Podcast, I don't remember. Twitter is Zelda WT Podcast, and, you know, if you listen to us on iTunes, rate us, give us 5 stars, tell
and,
us
And I'm going
to
guess, stuff. And so, from the sounds of it, we're going to be talking about more about the E3 game, the games at E3, the next podcast. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
If you specifically have questions about the games, definitely hit us up, and I know Adam will be probably more than happy to answer it, either on the podcast itself, or depending on how many questions we get, maybe you'll write them back, depending on the answer.
Yeah, like I said on the board that I would rather talk about these things than write about them, just because it's faster, and I have a lot to say, so... there was something else.
But since you can't remember, we're going to end it, so...
Oh. Okay, so listen... So like I mentioned before, we did Nerd Mentality roundtables every night, and I'm actually editing those now. Unfortunately, I didn't get to upload those because, again, we didn't have internet. So those are going to be uploaded hopefully in the next few days, and I guess on the next podcast I'll give you the links. But they will be up on the Nerd Mentality website, so that's either nerdmentality.com or I believe nfiles.com still works. It's N-P-H-I-L-E-S. So either of those will take you to the same place, and... You know, we put up a lot of impressions, we put up a lot of reviews, you know, stuff about the conference, and again, the videos are going to be up on there. So, you know, go there and do stuff. So, we will see you guys in a few days. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Matt. Bye, guys.